Taking the ordinary and making it serve the spiritual. If I were writing an article about achieving enlightenment, I'd be stressing distinguishing the unknown from the known and leaving the known aside. But as a light worker, I work with people, and people work within the known. And so to serve, I also work within the known. Not my first inclination. One of the ways knowledge is extended and expanded in the domain of the known is through the use of metaphors. Let me spend a moment on their usefulness. Until now, we've chosen our metaphors for their aptness in some respect. That is an established way of working with them. But, inspired by Edward de Bono's lateral thinking, I'd like to suggest another way. It has to do with one of de Bono's methods that impressed me. He was asked to solve an African nation's problems, creating more teachers on limited budgets. De Bono addressed it by opening the dictionary, looking at the word that first caught his attention. This time it was the word crocodile. He asked himself how that answered the problem. After pondering the situation, he advised that teaching assistants be assigned to follow teachers around for a set period, say 2 years, like the tail follows the crocodile, and after that period be accredited as teachers. His solution was accepted. I'd like to suggest that we can do what he did, invite new meanings and new solutions by freely and arbitrarily choosing any thing, event, or relationship, and then seeing what aspects of it can tell us about our own way of being, operation, or organization. In a way, it turns problem solving around. For instance, take a tree. I can allow a tree to inspire reverence in me, in that it's always raising its arms to the sky as if in adoration of God. It reawakens memories of sacredness in me. A Canada goose flies across the sky but leaves no trace. It draws up in me the remembrance of the soul, traversing life but leaving no trace. Or the way the ocean laps the sand. It takes some sand back out with it when the tide retreats, but even that sand falls out of solution to the bottom of the seafloor. The two, together for a while, return to their natural elements. Similarly, the body and soul mix for a time, but eventually fall out of solution, brackets death, and return to their native domains. Whether our aim is to know or unknow, to learn or unlearn, we can use metaphors to trigger remembrance, first of spiritual verities and later of our identity. Finding a particularly apt metaphor seems to firm up our understanding and increase our confidence in our direction. It dispels confusion and promotes clarity, and clarity builds peace of mind. We are taking the ordinary and making it serve the spiritual, the everyday, and making it serve the divine.